Hey, I'd like to introduce you to a man. Gentlemen, I brought one of Michigan's all-time great centers in here this evening, and the president is visiting and eating with us. So you go ahead and sit down, and we'll go through the line and come back. First of all, I thank you very much for permitting me to join all of this great ball team for a meal before I have a little engagement down the road here. Those stories, almost a great all-time center, I found this. The longer you get away from the reality, the bigger those stories get. So make all your fame now, and I can only say that they get better, because the longer you're away from school, the fewer there are of people to tell the truth about what happened. So I'm just honored to come back here. Coming to the campus brings back some great memories. I can recall vividly my freshman year, and we couldn't play the varsity in the freshman year. And I ate a few meals here in the Union, and I really got some love and feel very strongly about this university. I think it contributed very significantly to whatever success I've had. The friends I made, the opportunities educationally, and the whole atmosphere here was a great factor in the incentive and the drive to do as well as one could. And I know that with the great record that you have, and I can say as a Monday morning or grandstand quarterback, I sit up there in the stands or watch on television, and I'm very proud of the great record that you've had and the way you play football. You play to win, and that's the only way I know to move ahead, whether you're on the gridiron or whether you're in classrooms or whether you're in politics or anything else. So good luck. Beat Stanford. And you've got 9 more ball games before you go to the Rose Bowl.
Right.